Speaking of lovely, lovely sounds, my next guest, I would say, and I genuinely mean this, by the way, makes the loveliest of all the sounds, I think, in the entire country. They truly are breathtakingly talented. And what they do, they released an EP on Friday called First Light. I am, of course, talking about the amazing Alba Rose, who I have on the line with me right now.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Wow, what an intro. Thank you, Liam.
Oh, you are most, most welcome. Because it's really, really true. But before we get to that, you're in Berlin.
I am. I know. So it's actually good evening for me here.
How is it? It is good.
It's like I wasn't actually prepared, I don't think, for the dark days. It's not even just nights. It's dark at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh my
at the
God.
Moment. And then it's light at 8 a.m. So I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I've just done this. Like, move from New Zealand summer to here. But besides the dark days, it is a nighttime city. There's just so much life here, and I'm indulging in a bunch of new arts and crafts and meeting the most amazing people. So it has been really, really cool, really great.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, have you been able to share your music with people over the years?
Yeah, I've met a bunch of musicians and creative people here, and we ended up having a really fun release event on Friday. So that just kind of pulled together quite naturally. I've got a friend who's just got a new studio space, and we had a listening party, and it was a great way to bring together all these people that we've been meeting.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, that was really fun. And then, yeah, just kind of connecting with like a whole lot of new people now. So lucky I had all of the work basically done from July, really. So my last few months has been more about getting here and prepared and set up and, yeah, just setting into a new world a little bit.
Yeah, wow, that has kind of worked out really, really well. Now, these people must have, what was their reaction to hearing First Light for the first time? Because I personally think it's insane. It's amazing. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was, you mean at the release party or just in general?
Well, yeah, I guess at the release party, you kind of got to see their reaction, right?
Yeah. There was a bit of that, I guess, as well, because they're new friends. So it's like, obviously I've said I do music and stuff, but it's not like in New Zealand where I've been playing shows and going on tours and quite an integral music scene. It's more like quite new here. So I wonder if some people thought like, oh, we'll just, I kind of did say we'll have a drink and just have a listen. And yeah, people have been really enjoying it. And yeah, we had a nice dance and it went down well.
Oh, I'm so, so happy to hear that because, my God, this is insane. It's insane, Alba. Like, honestly. Just tell us a little bit about First Light. Like, what's the story behind it?
Yeah, so I basically had a period of about 18 months where I wasn't releasing much. Come out of COVID, I was doing a lot of like moved into doing the Alba Rose project and through that period, a lot of writing. And these songs, we've got Sunshine, When, and Home. I went to Nelson and had a writing camp with my friend Alistair, who lives down there, and we just spent like a week making music, and he's got this beautiful place by near the beach, and we just like made music, cooked food, and just it was a writing camp and then you can kind of feel that in the songs. It's very like relaxed, everything really organic, like we just played all the instruments and so those three songs combined with some other ones around the time that I was writing, I just there was also more songs, but I realized like those ones worked really well together. And yeah, I guess it was just a chapter of my life where it was few big life situations going on, like post breakup, that was one thing, and I was like, oh my god, like life's just totally changed. And then I went over to Spain in 2022 and met a lot of my, I've got a big Spanish family who, because I grew up in New Zealand, yeah, like I just have never seen and been in touch with them, and it's actually, it's a huge family and I've always known that they're there, but there was this kind of like feeling around the time of writing all the music of like, oh my gosh, okay, like this is one chapter ending. At the same time, I suddenly feel really curious about like my life and what else there is out there. Right, I don't know, you can just get so caught up in your own head and
totally,
own world sometimes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was, I guess, yeah, across a long time of writing, I just found these songs and was like, yeah, they kind of tell a story and sit well together, and I'm just going to try finish them off.
And you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, now,
so nice.
What was it like meeting that kind of Spanish family of yours?
Yeah, because so my grandma was one of 14 children.
Whoa! Oh, so, my God.
Yeah. Crazy. So, and I've always known that we had a big family and used to see them when I was younger because I'm from the UK originally. And, yeah, just seeing, we have this reunion in August every year, and seeing them all there, it was the first time we were back in like 13 years. And
wow.
I was just like, oh, my God, this is like, this is crazy. I just changed my perspective a lot.
Totally.
Family and culture, and just like, yeah, it just made me want to really experience things from a different cultural perspective, I guess, as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, that would get you so, so curious. Now, I've got to ask about, there is a Kedu remix of Home on here.
Yes.
How on earth did that come to be? Because, like, what a score. Kedu's amazing.
I know. I've always loved Kedu Carlo for a long time. And I actually, I just put an Instagram story up. And Kedu and I had been, like, in comms online for a bit. Just, I don't think we hadn't actually met. We'd just been, like, engaging with each other's content and liking stories and stuff. And I put up a story just saying, looking for a breakbeat kind of jazzy influence soul remix of this ballad that I have, and she popped in the DMs and I was like, done.
That is so cool.
Done.
Oh my god, like killer combo. Like that's dangerous to combine.
That is dangerous. Love
to
it.
Combine
yeah.
these
it was,
things.
It was
it's too
it
much.
Was dangerous. Yeah.
Now are you gonna start doing some shows while you're in Berlin or what are you doing with yourself?
Yeah.
like, what are you up to?
I think I'm working that out. yeah, I definitely am keen to start playing some shows, though. Yeah, I was ready for like a whole kind of a bigger music scene and creative scene.
Yeah,
and just I guess also just the creative world, not just music, is just amazing.
Totally.
Since being here, yeah, I've been doing like art classes and knitting, so I guess like Berlin right now I'm quite excited about just like exploring new avenues of like being creative as well. So I've got a year-long visa here, so we'll see how that goes, if I can make it through the winter, but gosh, it's actually more challenging than I thought. Like seeing photos of New Zealand summer kicking off, I'm like, oh my god, I have to just go on some fun holidays.
It's been fantastic so far. The sun is out. I'm already like three shades browner already.
I know, I can see that. I can see that online. I can see it with so many people now. And I think I'm the whitest I've ever been. I'm having to take vitamin D supplements every day.
You probably are actually just going to get paler and paler.
I wonder how white we can get. It's a good experiment, yeah.
You're going to be a ghost by the time you come back.
I'll send you a photo
to
post online.
Oh, funny, funny, funny. Have you done any graffiti yet?
Oh, good question. No.
No, see, because I found a whole bunch of people who let me graffiti with them in Berlin. It's so much fun. You should totally, if you can find a group, get in on it.
I'll start putting the word out.
yeah, do. Yeah. Highly recommend. Okay, have you been enjoying the food?
Oh, the food is incredible. It's like on my street alone, we've got like Turkish, Vietnamese, Korean, Italian.
It's crazy.
And it's so cheap. Well, some places are cheap, but for like $9 New Zealand, I can get a huge bowl of like, compared to like big cities, it seems more affordable. A big bowl of like a Vietnamese meal or a huge curry for like $7 New Zealand.
Yeah, it's crazy. Great. It's great. Mm. Oh, you got me so jealous. Hey, Alba, congratulations. This EP, First Light, is incredible. It's insane. I think you are one of our absolute most talented musicians.
Oh, thank you so much, Liam.
If people,
it's so nice to finally share it.
I know. Oh, I don't know how you guys put up with this. It's such a long, arduous wait.
Yes, the process of a song is a long one.
Oh, I don't know how you have the strength to do it, but you obviously do, and you've nailed it. If people want to kind of keep up to date with you and see how white you're getting and see if you release any more music, are you on social media?
Yes, Alba Rose, Alba underscore Rose, 3 underscores, is my Instagram name.
Okay, right.
Hopefully it comes up.
I think if you just type your name, you do actually come up.
I think, yeah, you're right. Just type up Rose, it should come up.
Underscores though, they were a hot moment there for a while.
They're just spaces, spacing out the name.
Fair enough. Right, well, Alba, I'm going to let you go and play your song, The Long Road. How did you pick what was going to be like singles and stuff?
I think they just, felt right at the time.
Right, okay. There you go. It's organic, quite frankly. To our audience right now, here is The Long Road. Please do enjoy. And one more time, Alba Rose, thank you so, so much for joining me.
Oh, so welcome. Thank you for having me, Liam. So nice to chat.
In the puzzle, space between the lines, holding each other, repeat and redefine. I see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. That's always the answer. I'm missing my best friend. We're walking together. While we understand the way we move the world. together. We're falling from the same brain.